Multi-component. Coca-Cola embodies this model, according to Slywatsky. Coca-Cola sells in supermarkets, convenience stores, restaurants, and vending machines. The same product is sold in different business settings and at different prices per ounce. Market leader. Apple embodies the market leader business model. A market leader creates the most innovative and coolest products. Attaining this position enables a startup to charge a premium for its products, but it must work brutally hard to achieve and then maintain this position. Valuable component. Intel and Dolby don't sell products directly to consumers, but their products are valuable components in the devices they use. Intel supplies the computer chip for many hardware companies. Dolby provides audio compression and noise reduction technology for many audio and video manufacturers. Switchboard. Slywatsky applies this term to describe an organization like De Beers when it controlled the supply of diamonds. This business model involves several challenges: achieving control of supply and convincing people that control is desirable and not subject to antitrust issues. Printer and toner. This business model involves selling a product that needs refilling. Whether it's an HP printer, a Keurig coffee maker, or a SodaStream soda maker, a sale is not an event, but a stream of revenue for the course of the product's life. This can also apply to a startup that sells software and then charges for upgrades, service, and support. Slywatsky calls this the after-sale model. There are a few other business models that are attractive too. Freemium. The freemium model involves giving away services up to a point. When customers want more features or capacity or to remove advertising, then they have to pay. For example, Evernote enables people to store information in the cloud for free. However, if they want more storage space and more functionality, the fee is $45 a year. Eyeballs. The eyeballs business model involves providing a platform to create or share content that attracts viewers. The concept here is that certain brands would like to reach these same eyeballs, so companies can sell advertising and sponsorships on the platform. Facebook and Huffington Post are examples of this business model. Virtual goods. Imagine selling digital codes for items that had near zero cost of goods and inventory holding costs. Stuff like virtual flowers, swords, and badges for members of a community. That's the digital goods business. My daughter once bought $2,000 worth of treasures for an iPhone game, so I know this can work. Craftsman. Thomas Moser Furniture is an example of the craftsman business model. This is the kind of startup that places the highest priority on quality and craftsmanship. It may never get large, but it's the finest in its sector. Although with a marketplace like Etsy, you never know. You'll tweak your business model constantly. In fact, it's scary if you don't change your model or do some major tweaking along the way. Here are some additional tips to help you during the process. Target a specific niche. The more precisely you can describe your customer, the better. Many entrepreneurs are afraid of too narrow and specific a focus because it won't lead to worldwide dominance. However, most successful companies started off targeting a market or two and growing, often unexpectedly, to a large size by addressing other markets. Keep it simple. If you can't describe your business